We're continuing to look a little deeper into one word of this verse 102, which we've been on for some days. And in this verse, of course, it's a spurti of what Saraswati Pad is seeing in a Sakhi Sarup, or some acharyas say Kinkari Rup, although we've never seen any description of his specific name of his Kinkari Rup, but sometimes it's alluded like that. People have that idea. At any rate, he's assisting in the pastime of breaking Radharani's man, this particular Sakhi, whoever it may be, Tungavidya. And then Radharani hears about Krishna's, how much he's given up. And then at the end, the author is saying, when, or actually he's saying in Radharani's words, she's saying, when, kada, when will, okay, you, he's, how much, because kada means how and when. So kada can mean how are you saying this? How are you saying gave up so much for me? And he's actually surrendered a lot to come meet me at night. And she explains how much. She says that his bayam and kulam and yasho and shrir, his wealth and family reputation and his fame and his all these things he's given up for you, and as you have given up so many things, he has given up so many things. Ito bayam itas trapa kulam ito yasha shrir ito hinast yakila shrinkalam. These are all these things I've listed, Radharani, are shrinkala. They're like chains. Shrinkalam means chains, bondages and obstacles, but for you. And then she, so this word is kada. At the end it says, Brahasite kada mridyesi. He said, when will I see him? So I've been explaining how this word kada is so much important. The meaning, kada means when, and that implies intense hankering and hope and enthusiasm, which you heard yesterday. But it brought us to Bhava Bhakti definition. One of the nine symptoms of Bhava Bhakti is utkanta, extended, kanta, neck, sama, completely, all. So completely extended, completely extending your neck indicates a position of intense anticipation. You're waiting for someone to pick you up at an appointed time, or say meet you at a Sanket Kunj, which is an appointed place, at a particular time in Ratri Leela. And you expect your beloved to rendezvous, come out on Avisar and meet you there at 12:30 in the evening. So it's 12:25. So you're waiting, you've already come ahead of time, and Radharani's waiting on the flower bed, eagerly anticipating the arrival of Shyam, so she can render her wonderfully perfect services that only she knows so well to render. And then she's getting eager, so then she doesn't sit there, well, I guess he's coming. She goes like this and walks out, looks like this. So this is utkanta, very intense eagerness. I think everyone has had this experience of waiting for someone to pick you up, and you don't just say, well, are they coming or where are they? You know, it's like this, you understand. You never, this heart's position creates a movement of the body. Extend your neck. Where are they? Where are they looking out? Are they coming that road to my house or that road? Have you seen? So that's samutkanta. That's the ninth symptom of bhava, that your heart's eagerness, your heart's intensity of yearning to meet with Krishna and to experience Krishna is so great that your heart is extending itself from its origin in the chest. It's extending up, it's rising up through your neck. Your eagerness is so much overflowing, and and expanding. Your heart is swelling with eagerness and it can't contain there. It starts moving. Your eagerness and intense hankering to have that darshan or spurti of Krishna while doing Nam or Leela Smaran or just meeting him in the Nitya Leela and the level of prema that's also there. There's a type of lover like that. There's eight types of Nayaka, Ujjwala Nila Mani, and one is called Dyutkantita, Utkantita Nayaka. So she's like, when are you coming? And it's like, her heart is just jumping, literally jumping out of her, from here, from her chest, or jumping up her throat, aha. And she so much eagerness comes out, ha, 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 Govinda, ha, Govinda. When will you come? Do you understand? So this is at some degree or some level, this type of utsaha nishtriyatariyat, this type of enthusiasm or heart's yearning and reaching out to realize and experience Krishna. When will tears swell in my eyes when I chant the holy name? When will my hair stand on end when I chant Krishna's holy name? When will I tremble when I chant the holy name? Nayanam galadashadarya, madanam gadadagara gira, pulaka nishatam babugada, kada, kada, Lord Chaitanya is saying, listen sadhakas, when, I'm teaching you, it's my shiksha. This word when is shiksha, garanga shiksha, when, it means so much. It should be part and parcel of our heart's development, cultivating this aspect of the heart. Not always what's happening, where is it happening, why this, why that, how is this, how is that. Remove this doubt, remove that doubt. What about cultivating the field of the heart where bhakti lives and grows? Heart's cultivation. Most people, especially Western people, are too much into mental cultivation. Mental cultivation. Asking 1,000 questions, getting 800 answers, and not being satisfied. Ooh, I asked 1,000 questions, I only got 800 answers. But you have to answer those 200 more questions. Then that was finally 1,000 questions answered. Oh, and by the way, I just came up with another 1,000 questions. So we go on questioning for 1,000 lifetimes, and 1,000 times getting answers, and the heart is frozen. Heart is not opened. Because of sadhusanga and improper application of devotional principles. Sadhana tattva vibram. When one is sufficiently eager to achieve success in devotional service, which means that's samutkanta, sama, complete, utkanta, eagerness, complete eagerness. Actually, complete eagerness. This is Prabhupada's words, Nectar Devotion, page 138. Actually, complete eagerness is the price for achieving success in Krishna consciousness. The eager bird gets the worm. The mother comes back with a worm and the little babies stick up their little necks. A very nice analogy. You ever seen little birds' nests? They stick out their little sharp little beaks, open them up. Ah, mommy. And what do? They extend their necks. Because they have utkantita, eagerness for the worm. So the one who extends his neck the most, the mother generally finds it easy, because they're all clamoring for one worm, five little birdies or whatever they are. And he goes, and then, oh, where to go? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Okay, this guy. So he gets the worm and he becomes a big bird, because he gets all the food. So that devotee who sticks his neck out the most, he gets the full nourishment and reciprocation from Krishna. So that devotee who manifests the most eagerness, then he gets the greatest reward. In that analogy or in this discussion. In other words, a sadhaka should have the utmost anxiety to advance in Krishna consciousness, because this kada means intense hankering, eagerness, anxiety. Should have the utmost anxiety to advance in Krishna consciousness. And he should be sincerely hankering to improve himself, not just lolly around year after year in the same mud, in the same anarthas, in the same behavior patterns, in the same dead-end streets, and just picking up and falling down and picking up and falling down and just going nowhere. Falling down the sandbox and picking yourself up and falling down. You never get out of the sandbox. You know, little kids, they play in a box of sand. So you have to step out of the sandbox and start walking on the grass and make some progress in the field of devotional improvement. So one should get a boost. One should always be hankering to chant more purely. I said this the other day. Serve more purely, associate more purely, and act more purely. Why? Solely for the satisfaction and pleasure of Sri Guru and Radha Govinda Yuga. That's where we left off yesterday. Many Vaishnava bhajans by Bhaktivinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur. They, of course, this is, if you look a little closely, you'll see that this is, word is big, always there. Kave or Kada. And of course, the most famous use of this word, Kada, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam, which we discussed. O Nanda Nandan, when will my eyes be filled with a stream? When will my eyes, O Nanda Nandan, be filled with a stream of tears as I chant your holy name? When will my voice choke up as I chant your holy name? And when will my bodily hairs stand erect in ecstasy as I chant your holy name? So here Lord Gauranga is expressing pure, intense eagerness, samutkanta, because this verse describes bhava. And the progression of these verses, there's different levels of devotion being revealed, which was given, this understanding is there, certainly, and it was made clearly evident by Bhaktivinod Thakur, who wrote Bhajan Rahasyam, to make, clarify and expand upon these verses and deepen our bhajan and our chanting of Hare Krishna, being nourished by various verses which bring out the full meaning of this shiksha of Shikshastakam, Bhajan Rahasyam. So this is bhava, this represents bhava, and ai nanda tana shikintkaram patidam bham shameva varo. This represents asakti, which is, even the analogy is about attachment. Asakti means attachment to Krishna and above everything and anything else. And so that very analogy that Radharani is using and her outpouring of prayers to reveal, on one level, it has to, the Shikshastakam has a meaning to Radharani, Adi Daivaka meaning to Radharani, because it's her prayer in the Gambira, and Gaur's Radha Bhav, it's Radharani praying. That's why he says, O Govinda, O Nanda Nandan. So Krishna is not going to pray, O Nanda Nandan, Ai Nanda Nandan. Govinda Virahiname. Krishna experiences, Govinda experiences separation from himself. Govinda Virahiname means Radharani. Yugayatam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravishayatam. Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam. Govinda Virahiname. Radharani is experiencing separation from Govinda. So that means, O Govinda, that means I, who am speaking this prayer, which means Radharani is speaking Shikshastakam. It's clear. So she's revealed, that prayer has its meaning to her on its own definition and intimate meaning on the transcendental plane. But Bhaktivinod Thakur, and the intention of Gauranga is that this is shikshastik, shiksha for the conditioned souls, and that means the adi atmik vichar, the application of this prayer not at its transcendental lila level, or the elements of lila which are being described there, different intensities of sneha, man, anurag, and etc. Mahabhav, which is what the prayer is all about to Radharani. But for the conditioned soul, Zika, how, what it means to me and what a benefit of this prayer is to me, that's the most important thing. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has brought that out in a very deep and profound way, which we marveled over several years studying and presenting and also practicing in our Naam Bhajan. And we left those teachings for other devotees to appreciate and find their own realizations therein. So this is Bhav, Sumutkanta, and Lord Chaitanya wants us to come quickly to Bhav. The Shikshastakam are how many verses? 8 verses. These are 8 steps to Krishna Prem. If you want to attain Krishna Prem, here's the Krama. This is the Prem Pranali. It's called Gauranga's Prem Pranali Initiation. You have Siddha Pranali, this is Prem Pranali. Because without Prem, what good does the spiritual body do? Nothing. Without Bhava, what good is the spiritual body? Nothing. Can't do anything. Can't serve Krishna in a body that's not made of Prem, Prem Sarup. It's not simply an external thing. It's a body of Bhav. Krishna's Kaviraj and every Acharya explains that Radharani's body is made of Bhav. Her hair is a type of Bhav. Her eyes are a type of Bhav. Her anger is a type of Bhav. Her limbs, her fingernails are a type of Bhav. Chanaka Pandit says in Niti Shastra, there's 3 things you should not get too close to and 3 things you should not get too far from. What are they? Guru, king, and fire. If you get too far from the fire, you'll get cold. And you can't cook. If you get too close, you'll get cooked. Or burned. And the king, if you get too close, you get familiar and say, you know, your wife has a weird hairdo. He says, Acha, my wife, the queen mother has a weird hairdo. Well, you know, you're also going to have a weird hairdo because your hair will be mixed in that dog dew on the ground because I'm going to cut your head off. Go, say goodbye to the queen. Goodbye. And then he cuts the head off, so that's getting too familiar. Now, if you get too far away, then and you make a village so far away that the king can't protect you and the tigers come and eat your kids, and you ask the king to come and save me, well, you're too far away, he can't hear your crying, and then he'll eat your wife the next night, and you too. So that's a good way to go. So don't get too far from the king's protection. And the guru is the last one. If you get too close, you get familiar, and think it's he or she, whoever they may be, guru, are ordinary. And that they're not really extraordinary. Yeah, they're extraordinary in one way, but not always, or whatever. Some way, somehow will relativize the guru and do what they call avagya. We won't see with the proper eye of knowledge. And familiarity breeds aparad in our language. And that, of course, is suicidal for the sadhaka. Sadhaka suicide. So don't get too close to the guru. If you get too far, then it means you forgot him and forgot his shiksha and niran maya. So that applies on the internal and external level. The closer you are to the guru, the sooner you go back to Godhead. So to stay far from guru is not a good idea. I know you're tall, so I guess if you're tall, it means you can also see from a long distance. But when Prabhupada was here, we wanted to be at the end, as close to his Vyasa-san, if not on it, which wasn't allowed, because we didn't have any adhikar to sit on Prabhupada's Vyasa-san, or wish we could. And we became very jealous when we saw Prabhupada's beloved godbrother, Nityalila Pravishna, Sri Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami, sharing the same Vyasa-san with Prabhupada in Mayapur. There's a picture of that. And he had the adhikar to sit side by side with Prabhupada. and we don't. But we're hoping we have the Adhikar to be side by side with his instructions and his teachings at every moment of our life. So this, how Radha takes us to Guru, Guru takes us to Radha. So when Guru is pleased, Kada, then we'll see Radha. So we're hearing that Lord Gauranga is pushing us and nudging us and teaching us. It's Shiksha means teaching us. Why every word of Gauranga is golden. He's a golden avatar. Gold means valuable. It's probably one of the most valuable things on the planet today is gold. And there's other things, gems obviously, more valuable. But gold is certainly worth your weight in gold, they say. I think if I don't think you're worth your weight in gold. Because if you weigh 70 kilos, are you worth that many rupees? I mean, 70 kilos times whatever rupees that is, that's a lot of rupees. So Gauranga, every word of his is worth its weight in gold. That is the meaning of Shiksha. It's a sutra. Lord Chaitanya, God, Nimai Pandit, only has 8 things to say. 8 shlokas. Mahabharata is 1 lack of shlokas. Vyasadeva had 1 lack of shlokas to speak. Jiva Goswami, just to comment on the Shikshastakam, he took 1 lack of shlokas. He wrote 1 lack of shlokas as a commentary on the Shikshastakam. That's called the Bhakti, the Sandarvas, Sadsandarvas. Because the Shikshastakam is the Sambandha, Avideya and Prayojana of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta in a nutshell, zip file. So that means he, Jiva Goswami, under the blessings and empowerment of Rupa, took every word of Shikshastakam and expanded it into 100,000 verses, those 8 shlokas. So a lot can be said on one word, kada. So this is, Gauranga is pointing us to, hey, wake up. Develop this eagerness, this longing. Nam, our nam should be chanted with samutkanta. All eagerness, all yearning, all anxiety. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So many, Gauranga is expressing pure, intense eagerness, smutkanta, in this 7th, I believe it's, what is it, 6th prayer of the Shikshastakam, 6th teaching. If we don't come to that point, then we'll never get to the mood of separation and bhajan or Krishna, I want to speak of viraha prem, govinda viraha prem. Or will we have the Milan of meeting Radha and Krishna and Prem Seva in the spiritual world? And that's what the last verse is all about, Prem Sambhog. And then the 7th verse is about Prem and Vipralamba Prem, separation at the level of Mahabhav, where one moment feels like a million years. This is Mahabhav, one of the symptoms of Mahabhav. So listen, sadhakas, you know, Krishna Prema Pamartha Mahan. This is the goal, Krishna Prema, Ashlushiva Paratam Panashtamam. But we can't get there without this kada, without this utkanta, eagerness, intense eagerness and yearning. If today is my last day in this body, how will I chant the holy name? We think we'll live another day. One man was on Govardhan Parikrama. He was young, 70, 65, very good health. He went on Govardhan Parikrama every day. Very healthy Brijvasi, pure vegetarian devotee. And one day in the morning, Brahmahurta, he went every day Brahmahurta, Yuraj Parikrama, a family man, property owner. And he got killed. The motorcycle didn't see him in the dark and hit him and he died. Obviously, the motorcycle must have been going at a very high speed. But he died. Nice way to die. It was also on Ekadasi. And it's a person I knew. He sat in this yard. We gave him prasadam. I knew this person. So here today, gone tomorrow. That's us. So we had this phrase. It's a very funny phrase. I never could. He said, my father used to say, you should be dead serious. I said, wait a minute. You're dead. It's too late to be serious or not serious. It's all over, Jack. So he used to tell me, you should be dead serious about your studies. I used to hear that. That meant to be serious, but why do you say, why are you saying dead serious? I want to be alive serious. So that's the fortune that's waiting all of us. So he's teaching all of us, his surrendered followers, to develop the same intensity of yearning, hankering, in our own seva, chanting and remembering the Lord. Many bhajans express the idea, because they, all the acharyas of devotion, the guardians of Gaudiya Siddhanta that have manifested over the last 500, 300, 400 years, 100 years, 50 years, they all understood the shikshastikam inside and out. And so in order to expand upon and deepen the understanding of these teachings, they wrote books and bhajans to convey these ideas and make them accessible and approachable in so many different ways and forms. Help devotees develop this idea. So many bhajans express the idea of when, kada, or kabe in relation to nam japa, serving the Lord, serving the Vaishnavas, living in Braj, and seeing the Lord. Now examine a few samples. Incidentally, these bhajans, they also describe four of the five of Panchanga Bhakti, which is the five most important forms of devotional service, wherein any one will quickly give Krishna prema. So we cited that. Kabe bolo, kabe have bolo se din amar. Aparada guchi. Shudanama Ruchi. Kabe Habe Bolo. I am crying out. Bolo, Hari Bolo. I'm not saying Hari Bolo, I'm saying Kabe Bolo. I'm saying Kabe Bolo. When will I be able to say Hari Bolo? Kabe Habe Bolo, say Deen Amar. My, when will that Deen, when will that day come? I'm crying out. He's crying out. Kabe, Habe. When? When will that day come? When I stop offending the holy name of Krishna. And then I don't have to do anything else. If I stop offending the holy name, then the holy name will say, Acha, finally. Been waiting for lifetimes. Nam Prabhu, so patient, so tolerant, so kind, so loving, so faithful. The Nam is so faithful to us. Once he enters his heart, he takes a little corner there and watches what's going to happen now. Gurudev has sent me into the heart of this jiva. So what am I going to find in here? You dropped into a dark place. Wow, this is a scary place. It's like the cave of this heart. This, what was that? God, that was a bat. Jesus, there's bats in here. Right over my head. Oh, what's that? God, it's a cobra. Rattlesnake. God, this is dangerous walking through this heart of this bhakta, disciple. Oh my God. I said, alligator. Wow, wee. This guy's got some amazing things in here. So then the holy name is thinking, Nam Prabhu, he's on an exploration, Steven Spielberg or something. And he's entering the core of the heart, the cave of the heart, the cave, they say the cave of the heart, the gufa. So in caves you find bats and snakes and alligators, anything. Alligators live in holes, by the side of the river. It's a cave. whole as a cane. So then he says, this is a dangerous place. I don't know if I'd better find a secret cave and I'll stay here, but I'm going to hide myself. So he goes in his cave and puts a big boulder over it, big rock, so no one, those tigers and alligators and snakes can catch him. And he waits, says, anyway, I'm here, and he's just busy relishing himself, Nam Prabhu, Nam Swarana. He's waiting for this devotee to get, like, stop offending him. And then, and he, sometimes he pushes the rock aside from inside the cave of the heart and he looks out. Is it white yet? Is it clear? Cheto Dharvana Marjana Bhavahada Bhagnana. No. Wow! Jesus. Still, after just been 15 years, I've been living in here in this protective cave, inside this cave. The guy's still got all these alligators. But I don't, I don't want to go. But I know he hasn't offended his guru yet. If he offends his guru, then I'm gone. I'm out. I just leave. But that's the last straw. He hasn't done yet. So now these songs are there to nourish this particular quality, which is so much necessary. When will that day come? When will all my offenses stop and a taste for your pure holy name appear in my heart? That's another one. That was by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is Narottam Das, so I explain that these sample bhajans explain about Nam and Holy Dham and these Panchanga Bhakti. So that was obviously Nam Sankirtan, which is one of the Panch. This is about Vrindavan. Living in the holy Dham, Mathura Vastali, Mathura Mandali Stali, to live in the circle of Mathura, Trasi Kosh, Sri Braja Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Vrindavan. Hari Hari Kave Hava Vrindavana Vasi, Nirakiva Nayane Jugala Rupa Rashi. You know that one? It's Narottam Das, Prarthana. Nirakiba Nayane Jugal Rupa Rashi Hari Hari Kabe Haba Brindavana Vasi Brindavana Vasi Jugal Rupa Rashi. Oh Sri Hari, when will I be able to live in Vrindavan and be a real Brijvasi? When will I see the beautiful forms of Radha Govinda Yuga? This is another one by Narottam Das Thakur. Bhaji Bhashi Radha Krishna Haiya Prema Din. This is Bhaji Bhashi Radha Krishna Haiya Prema Din. I didn't include the following line. But he's saying here, O Sri Hari, will that auspicious day be mine, filled with prema? When will I worship Radha Krishna? That prema deen, that auspicious day be mine. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song, Kabe Habe Hena Dashamor Tyaji Jara Asha Vivera Bhandana Chodiva Samsara Gaur. When, oh when, will such a condition be mine? When I will renounce all my stone-like material desires, which producing so many types of bondage, then I will give up this dark and ghastly material existence. Samsara Gora. Gora, even the word Gora in Bengali. Gora is a Gora. Ghastly, Gora. Ghostly, Gora. Ghastly, horrible. Chadiva Vivida Bandana. Tyaji Jara Asha. When will I desire to give up this stone, Jada? Jada means stone. Tyaji Jara Asha. When will I hope and desire to give up this attachment to Jada Ras, tasting this inert matter and these dead things of this world. Kabe habe hena dashamor. I will renounce all my stone-like desires. And of course, the most famous one that when Prabhupada was asked one time, of course he gave different answers in different places, but he said, what is your favorite bhajan? And he said, Goranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari balite nayane bhave nira. When will that day come? That my hairs will stand on end upon seeing your name, Goranga. When will my eyes overflow with tears as I chant the names of Hari, Hari, Hari Hari Bhalite, Nayane, Nayane Habe Nire, Habe, Kabe, Habe, Ara Kabe Nitai Chand, Karana Haibe, Samsara Vasna Mora Kabe Tucha Habe. And when will the moon of Nitai, Nitai Chand, when will Nitai Chand be merciful upon me? When will my samsara vasana, desires to stay in the samsara, kam, krodh, loh, moha, matsarya, samsara vasana, when, tuchahave, tuchahave, yan maitunadi griyamedi sukham hi tucham, tucham, pa, tuch, tuch is like spitting, tuch, Tuchavat. That's what he's saying. It's Tuchavat. And all this samsara, greed, lust, anger is all Tuchavat. When will my material desires become small and insignificant? Samsara vasana mora kave Tuchavate. So this is Nam Sankirtan, Goranga Hari, Rajava Sarusanga, Kalyana Kapatru Bhaktino Thakur, Hari Hari Kabe Mor, Habe Hena Deen, Vimala Vaishnave Rati Upajibe, Vasna Haibe Kinshina. Oh Hari, Mar, Oh Hari, when will that fitting day arrive, when deep love and attachment will come in my heart for the lotus feet of the pure-hearted Vaishnavas. Then my material desires, vasana, will become weakened and subdued. Vasana shina. Bimala Vaishnava. Rati upaj. Vaishnav rati. Prabhupada was once asked by a devotee. He said, Srila Prabhupada, I understand the idea and I am trying to love Krishna and serve Krishna with a loving mood and feelings, but I find it very difficult to love my God brothers, to love the devotees and lovingly serve them. I don't find it difficult to love Krishna and try to express my loving mood in the form of service towards him as an outward expression of my heart's feelings, but I don't feel any love for the devotees, frankly speaking. What to do, Gurudev? So Srila Prabhupada said, if you can't learn to love the devotees, you can never learn to love Krishna. Which is Bhaktivinoda is addressing that in Kalyana Kalpa True and begging the Lord, O Hari, O Madhav, please, with deep love, Rati Upajibe, Upajibe, when will that Rati arise in my heart for the Vimala Vaishnava? Vimal means like Bimal Kund. Bimal, no mal, no dirt, no contamination. There is nothing. Raghunath Bhatta, Goswami, of the Sad Goswamis, one of his sterling characteristics of his unlimited Vaishnava qualities is, and he's noted for this particularly, that if anyone were to come to him, being a senior representative of Gauranga's presence and philosophy. In his time, people would consult him and confide in him, and they would say such and such Vaishnava is erring in his behavior, or misbehaving this way, that way. And he would say, I don't know what you're saying so much. I don't see that as important. I only know that these things that do not matter to me, what you're saying. But I know that he's engaged in the service of Krishna. And that's all I know about him, that he's trying to serve Krishna to the best of his ability. And because of his Krishna Sharanagata, he will attain perfection very soon. So I don't consider that anything more than that, that every Vaishnava, every Gaudiya is serving Krishna to his best possible ability. And by the power of his surrender to Krishna, he will attain perfection very soon. So please don't speak anything more in the matter. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, good night. So then they would go where they go. So he's glorified in his charita, his biography, for this quality, which we enunciated in our description of his qualities in our book, Gauranga Charitamritam. In Hindi it's called Gauranga Charitamritam Mahima. No, it's just called Gauranga Charitamritam. You know, in Hindi, the Hindi title. Gauranga Parishad Charitamritam means it's the glories of the associates. So I guess it just came out. Gauranga Vaishnav Charitam. Gauranga, whatever. In English, I simply call it Gaudiya Samadhis because it's two books in one. It has the biographies and that. So this is the concept of when, and there's plenty of bhajans. Kabi Ami Chadibe Avish Vishayabhiman. Kabe Vishnu Janayami Kariba Saman. When will I renounce my enjoying spirit and then be able to properly honor the Vaishnavas, show full respect? This conclusion, the preceding excerpts from different bhajans describe four of the most important limbs of devotion, namely Vaishnava Sarasanga and Seva, Nam Sankirtan, Srimurti Seva or Deity Worship and Brajavas. We should cultivate deep eagerness and hankering to practice the limbs of bhakti purely, and always hanker and yearn for the day when we will chant Shuddha Nam and see our most worshipable Ishta Devatas, Radha Govinda, in the forest bowers of Sridham Vrindavan Ki. So tomorrow, with the blessings of Prabhadananda Saraswati, we'll continue to unfold the glories of Srimati Radharani Guna Mahima, with verse number 114.